Most hotel rooms in the Valley sit empty right now, and mortgages on those properties may go unpaid as a result. That's why hotel owners are asking for federal help as the hospitality industry is decimated by the coronavirus. But there's a complication. Hotel owners in the Valley owe more than $2 billion to lenders through a complicated type of mortgage that will require special action. Without it, the hotel industry is warning the fallout would be great. Phoenix Business Journal reporter Brandon Brown wrote about the plea for help, and he joins us now. Thanks for coming on the show, Brandon.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so before we get to this mortgage issue, let's talk just about how big this industry is here in the Valley. How many hotels are we talking about? What kinds of losses are we talking about?
So the Valley has about 500 hotels, motels, and resorts. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that accommodations and food service businesses employ just south of 2,000 people in Phoenix area. And so, or across the state. And so that's, a huge number of people. And right now, no one's going to these hotels. Right now, there's about 32% occupancy was the last numbers we have. And, you know, if that's for 2 weeks ago, and the latest numbers coming out probably later today should be around 20% occupancy. So very few people. Hotels are losing millions of dollars.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about this special type of loans that hotels utilize. They're called collateralized mortgage-backed securities. Explain this for us.
Yeah, collateralized or commercial mortgage-backed securities, they mean the same thing. They're an investment vehicle. So people can invest in them, and it helps pay. It helps fund the mortgages. But when the mortgages, the hotels pay their mortgage, make their bills on time, the investors get big paybacks. But if they don't pay their bills, and they go into default, investors, pensions, they could lose millions, lose everything they had. It'd be similar to what happened in 2008. Mm-hmm. It's different than traditional mortgages, which some hotels have, you know, because banks can work and are willing to, you know, be a little lenient right now in these times. But these commercial mortgage-backed securities, they're made with contracts upon contracts upon contracts. And it's hard for property owners to get a break.
So, Brandon, the federal government passed a $2 trillion relief package. I know some of that was aimed at hotels in the hospitality industry. What are hotel owners asking for above and beyond that?
They're saying that was good and thank you, but we are going to need more. You know, we're going to need more help than what we have. They're asking for a second stimulus package. They haven't actually said how much they necessarily need, but they're kind of saying if we don't get more, if this could snowball and affect other parts of the economy, people's pensions, people's savings, and leave a lot of big empty buildings and people out of work.
So there is a lot at stake here, it sounds like, without federal help. Is there any sense from the federal government, from Congress, that this is something they will address going forward?
I know there's been different people in Congress on both sides who've said we needed a second stimulus package. We do know that the tourism and hospitality hotel industry has a really good lobbying system, you know, for themselves. Almost every state and every district has some sort of hotels in there, and they want to, and lawmakers want to protect them, you know. And even, you know, within the state of Arizona, Governor Ducey is very connected with our with the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association. The people who run it, Kim and David, are, you know, used to work in Governor Ducey's office, so they have lots of connections there, and so there's a good chance they will probably get helped somewhat.
All right. That is Phoenix Business Journal reporter Brandon Brown joining us this morning. Brandon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Warren.